you have got a 101 interview with Atiba Hutchison on the website as we speak. Was up there a couple of days ago, but Atiba Hutchison, who, as you mentioned, has taken a year off from international duties, back with the Canadian national team. He's been recalled for the CONCACAF Nations League qualifier against Dominica, but he's also said that he's going to shut it down after the Gold Cup. Boy, you know what? When I look at all the young players around this team, I kind of wish it was possible, John, for us to turn the clock back on Atiba, like maybe 8 years, so that we could see him play on a regular basis with this collection of talent, because he's got to be one of the most underappreciated athletes we've had.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, Jeff. Yeah. And, you raised an interesting point. It would have been something if you could somehow turn the clock back and watch him, if he was 8 years younger and play with this group of, youngsters coming through, because I can't ever really recall it at a time when Canada has had such a promising group of a young talent and attacking talent. I mean, guys who are dynamic players who can make things happen in the attacking third, to be able to pair that with a younger Atiba would have been something, because obviously known for his defensive abilities, but also a wonderful creator in his day, and still is. So it's a shame he's not a little bit younger and he's 35, but he still get a chance to play with people like Alphonso Davies and Balu Tabla, and pass on his a wealth of his knowledge that he's gained through his lengthy international career.
I was going to ask you, what can these kids learn from Atiba Hutchison?
I think probably the biggest thing they can learn is just poise. They're at the beginning of their career. Some of them are still teenagers. And I'm sure, they feel a certain sense of invincibility in that they can do anything and nothing can topple them. But Atiba, I think, can, not necessarily make them humble, but just, I think, sort of pave the way for them in terms of, look, you're feeling great now and you can tackle the world, but the reality is it's a long, hard slog. And I think he can point to his career of, playing in places like Copenhagen and PSV and now with Besiktas. And, success doesn't come overnight. You have to sort of work at it. And I know that's terribly cliche, but it's true. And that's how Atiba has gotten to the point in his career where, he's I think he's one of the best Canadian soccer exports we've ever produced. But that didn't happen overnight. That came through a lot of hard work and dedication and sacrifice. So, I think that's probably the biggest lesson that he can impart to people like Alphonso Davies and Balu Tabla as they're just sort of beginning their professional careers.
John, I'm interested. Did he ever come close to a prolonged stint in MLS?
Well, it's interesting. I asked him about that. He's 35, and when you talked about the national team, quitting next year, I also asked him, what about professionally? And he said, he's going to take that 1 year at a time as well, and he'll see how he feels at the end of the year. And he said he would like to end his career at Besiktas because he's really is a club legend there.
Yeah, he's loved. He's beloved there.
He's beloved there. Yeah. But I asked him about MLS and whether coming home is a possibility, and he kind of brushed it off. And then I said, point blank, was that ever a possibility? And he said, teams kind of reached out, but not in any sort of serious way. It never got to the point where they were, really engaged in meaningful discussions with him or his agent. So I was a little bit surprised by that. I would have thought, Toronto or Vancouver or Montreal would have made a bigger play for him, just considering, the type of player that he was and, what he's meant to Canadian soccer. I think, bringing him home, for the last, 3 or 4 years of his career, for me, it would have been a no-brainer. So I was a bit surprised that he told me that no one kind of really made a hard push for him.
What are you expecting from this match tonight against Dominica? Other than, as you point out, there is a suggestion that the crowd is only going to be 10,000. I mean, I, you know, I, And John Herdman talked about how you have to earn the trust of fans and everything. I mean, my argument with Dominic would be is I guarantee there are people who don't know where the hell it is. I mean, I'm sure there are people going to the game tonight thinking it's the freaking Dominican Republic, to be honest.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I can remember, you know, Canada played a friendly against Curaçao last year in Montreal, and I'm sure people had the exact same thing. And I got to be honest, I had to look it up on a map because I had no idea where Curaçao is.
Do you know what Curaçao is famous for?
What's that?
They export a lot of real good baseball players.
Okay, well, there you go. No, in terms of what I'm expecting, I suspect he's going to give some of his, you know, he's got four guys in camp who have yet to be capped by Canada. I suspect he's going to give Tabla his first cap. We might even see Alessandro Busti, the Juventus youth team goalkeeper, see some action. Maybe not a start, but he might come in the second half. And I think they're just going to roll up Dominica as best as they can because, you know, this is a CONCACAF Nations League qualifier. And only difference. So they can't sort of be conservative about this. They got to go out and get, you know, a 4-0, a 5-0, or even a 6-0 win. So I suspect Herdman has instructed his team to put the pedal down and really roll over Dominica as best they can.
I mean, in a lot of ways, that kind of plays... It would seem to kind of play into the hands of what John Herdman wants to do with this team, doesn't it? Because I get the sense from talking to him and knowing him a little bit, he wants players to understand how to use their talent, right? That it's not just all about systems and structure and, you know, try to wipe the guy out, hard tackling, all that good stuff. You've got talent, understand how to use it. And you know what? Sometimes a good old-fashioned romp over another team, that's good for the soul. It really is.
No, absolutely. And again, for a team that has historically not been known for its scoring prowess, you know, we produce defenders and goalkeepers and hardened midfielders. We don't really produce goal scorers and creative midfielders. But again, this crop of young talent coming through, it's very promising. You've got guys like Alfonso Davies and Balut Tabla. And we haven't even mentioned Jonathan Osorio, who's off a great season for TFC. So, yeah, I think John just wants to play not reactive. He wants his team to sort of set the tone and make the other team react to Canada. And I think that sort of ties into his approach. You know, he wants his team to sort of set the pace, go forward and score goals and make the other team sort of come at them in response, not the other way around.
When we had Alfonso Davies on last week, he talked about John Herdman using him at left back and sort of getting used to that position internationally. Is that another thing we can expect? It sounds really bizarre to say this, John, but that as more good young players commit to Canada, we may find that some of the players, I'm not going to say have to step out of their comfort zone, but may have to adapt to playing a slightly different position because they're so good that they can do that, as opposed to another player who might be good but really doesn't have that adaptability. I mean, it's a classic quandary. You see that in a lot of international teams, don't you, where you've got five guys for one position, and one of the things you try to do as a coach is maybe take a guy who's adaptable and use him elsewhere.
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, that's modern football, right? I mean, you sort of have to be able to play, you know, more than one position. You can't just sort of be pigeonholed into, I'm a central midfielder or I'm a winger. You kind of, the way modern football is with, it's just the nature of the game today. You have to be able to adapt and be versatile. And I think, Alfonso playing as a fullback is a good thing. I don't think it's the first best use of him. I think obviously you want to play him further up the field, where he can sort of influence the game from an attacking perspective. But it's good to know that, if you do need him to use him in a pinch, that he's been able to do that. And, he's played the position before for the Whitecaps during his time in MLS. So it's not like it's all new to him. There's a certain comfort level and just a knowledge about playing the position. But, I think you're quite right. I think there's something to be said for, players being able to be able to slot in more than one position. I think that just benefits Canada going forward.
You mentioned Jonathan Osorio earlier, and we've talked a lot about him a lot in this show, and now you're starting to see players like Tabla come along, as we mentioned. But John, 3 years down the road, or even 2 years down the road, when we think all these pieces will kind of fit together, where do you see Jonathan Osorio playing? Like, how do you see his international role developing for Canada?
I can kind of see him going, sort of becoming for Canada like what Victor Vasquez is for Toronto FC, sort mm-hmm. of that sort of chief creator who, you know, everyone looks to sort of orchestrate the midfield, but then move the ball on quickly to you know, whether it's Lucas Cavallini or whoever the forwards are up front, to sort of be that important link man, you know, to sort of set the table for the guys up front. You know, and it's interesting because I think Jonathan has become a far greater two-way player the last, you know, 2 years, right? He's sort of developed the defensive side of his game, you know, and he'll get the ball and he'll quickly move on to the next guy. But I think more and more you'll see him sort of holding on to it a little bit more, you know, taking guys on, which he kind of did earlier on in his career, and just sort of becoming that key creative piece that sort of orchestrates and organizes the attack for Canada. You know, I with Herdman, though, you never know. I mean, he might sort of use him a different way. But for me, I just think that sort of brings out his best natural abilities. And I think, you know, when you look at the attacking talent that Canada has, be it Davies or Tabla or, you know, any of the other young promising attacking players that they have, I think you'd kind of be foolish not to use Osorio as a setup man in that regard.
Good stuff as always, John. Appreciate you doing this. The invite is still there, the Roberto Alomar Fantasy Camp.
Who's Roberto Alomar?
Go away. Take care.
Okay, bye.